Live from Global Pet Expo in Orlando, welcome to the Pets Ad Life podcast.
Pets Ad Life, your guide to the latest in pet trends, products, and the joy of the human-animal bond. With Kristen Levine and Chris Bonifati, powered by the American Pet Products Association and Dog TV.
Welcome to day two of our Global Pet Expo special series of the Pets Ad Life podcast.
Day two, we're still breathing, we're still upright.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling a little tired. Yeah. Honestly, just a little though, but mostly excited that the show is going so well. We've got so many people in the building, so many people saying great things about the redesign of our new product showcase, the redesign of our entrance units. You're going to see a lot of that on film coming through Dog TV. So be sure to pay attention to the YouTube channel and things like that if you weren't able to make it. But it's been a really exciting and absolutely game-changing show.
Well, they weren't able to
year.
Make it because they're pet parents. They can't come to the show.
Yeah, it happens.
But we're bringing
the
show to you.
We're bringing the show to you. We're bringing you the best parts of the show, right? You don't want to deal with any of that annoying business stuff out here. The deals that are being made. You just want to hear about the animals, their stories, and maybe...
And the awesome products.
Yeah, a couple of cool products, too, which I'm sure we're going to go over later in the show.
Yeah, we got some cool guests, so stick around.
Pets Ad Life.
So, Chris, we kind of have a veterinary theme today.
Yeah. Animal health.
Animal health, which is a hot topic. I've been to many sessions where we're talking about the cost of veterinary care and accessibility and all those kinds of things. We have a shortage of veterinarians in this country. And we had two really great guests to talk about the issues. And one of them is Greg Jekylls from Independence Pet Holdings. He'll tell you what that means when we...
And then we're going to bring in Dr. Warber with AirVet, who's really changing the game when it comes to animal health and the way you could get in touch with a veterinarian. Really great for a guy like me who gets really anxious to pick up the phone and make an important call. So looking forward to speaking to both of these guys. Let's see what they have to say, right?
All right.
Beyond the Leash, exploring the untold stories of pet passion and professionalism.
Okie dokie, we are live at Global Pet Expo. This is our special series that we're doing here at Global Pet Expo. So this is series number two, and this is the Pets Ad Life podcast, and I am excited to introduce you all to Greg Jekylls from Independence Pet Holdings. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great. We got to chat the other day, so I'm glad we got you to sit down in front of a mic this time.
Yeah.
Tell us what Independence Pet Holdings does.
Independence Pet Holdings is the largest provider of pet health insurance in North America, as well as the largest provider of shelter software, microchips, and lost pet services.
Okay, gotcha. And what we wanted to talk about today is something that is really kind of a very hot topic I'm hearing about at the show, and something a lot of pet parents are, you know, talking about and concerned about, and that is the increasing cost of veterinary care for their pets. And so what are you seeing here at the show that kind of ties back to what's happening in the veterinary world to address this?
Yeah, well, and the cost of care is a hot topic. We've actually seen the cost of care increase of veterinary care.
Yeah.
Increase faster than inflation. So we've all experienced inflation over the past couple of years. It's actually veterinary care has outpaced the state of inflation for other categories. We've seen over 19% increase since we started
that
to see the increase in inflation.
Very significant. What's driving that?
Well, we do have a massive shortage of veterinarians and veterinary staff. So access to care is becoming more difficult. But also there's more things available, more treatments available to help take care of pets. And you're able to see more services that are very similar to what you could receive in human medicine, actually in the veterinary world. So we're intimately familiar as being a pet health insurance provider with those costs. But we're seeing a lot of innovation, both in the pet space and the vet space, to help try to control some of that, or I should say improve the access to care and control that cost.
Okay. What are some of those things that you're seeing?
We're seeing products, whether they are digital products, apps, at-home diagnostics, other things that will allow consumers a greater level of participation in the care for their pet. Also, just recently, here we are in Florida, and Florida just passed legislation to enable the virtual VCPR, which is the veterinary client-patient relationship.
Uh-huh.
So you're able to actually have telemedicine start virtually or have that relationship right. start virtually.
Okay.
And so telemedicine visits are going to also help bring down the cost of care for a lot of pet parents.
Sure.
And with things like the litter products that mm-hmm. will do various detection that
yes,
you see.
Yes, those are so amazing. They change colors right. depending on the composition of the urine.
So when you have those kind of things available to actually augment a telemedicine visit, or you have at-home diagnostics yes. that can augment a telemedicine visit, the veterinarian is not relying just on what your interpretation is as a consumer, right. as a pet parent, you're actually able to provide them with some great tools to help them provide even better consultation.
Yeah, that is a great point. Can you tell our audience a little bit more about what you mean by at-home diagnostics? Because I know what I think of when you say that, but what could that encompass?
You know, there's quite a few new companies out there. We don't have an interest in any of them, mm-hmm. but one that comes to mind is My Simple Pet Labs. Okay. There are several others that I've seen at the show over the years where it may be collecting urine at home mm-hmm. that you can send in, and they'll be able to provide the diagnostics there. A lot of it has to do with pH levels and things that right. are easy for a consumer to do.
Sure.
In fact, Owen, and I apologize to them because the name of the company has slipped my mind.
It's okay.
But one of the key people who worked for Everlywell
yep.
has mm-hmm. actually started a veterinary line oh. to where for consumers or a pet line.
Okay.
Starting with fecal. So right. it's pretty easy.
That one's easy.
Easy to collect that
We're and send that anyway.
In and picking it up and just send it right in so we can right. run the fecal tests there for them and do that remotely.
So we're really giving the pet parent more power and more control and more. I don't mean to say like control, but participation right. in the care and also saving time at the vet hospital potentially, right?
Oh, yeah. And when I think about the advantages, so access to care is a big topic, both in the humane world as well as the veterinary world.
Yeah.
We know that there's a shortage of veterinarians. Some folks have had to wait weeks to be able to get a veterinary appointment. There's also the logistics challenges for a lot of folks.
Right.
You know, we talk about veterinary deserts. There may not be a veterinarian anywhere nearby.
Right.
And so being able to have access to telemedicine, have access to care for those. And if it's a financial issue too, mm-hmm. I mean, that's another barrier that we can help bring down with some of these remote diagnostics, telemedicine products or services.
Right.
Overall, just providing a better opportunity for pet owners to provide the level of care for their pet that their pet deserves.
Right. And what is, because we're in the industry, you know, I've known about telehealth for pets for many years. I've used it. I think it's fantastic. But how many pet parents are actually adopting telehealth? Or, you know, is it slow to get popularity, or is it gaining? Like, help me understand that.
I don't have exact figures on that.
Yeah.
What I can share with you is from the early days of telehealth, and there's kind of we need to make a clarification.
Yeah.
There are quite a few providers and places all over the country where you are able to have a telehealth visit. So advice.
Okay, right.
So 24/7, you can actually make that call, talk to a veterinary professional, find out, is right. this an emergency? Do I need to go in?
Right.
Is this normal? Is it not normal? Right. But they can't provide a diagnosis.
Right.
So in the areas where telemedicine is available, that's where they could get a diagnosis okay. and potentially receive a prescription
okay.
that could be
sent
in.
So telehealth and telemedicine yeah. are different.
Yeah. Two okay. different things. So cool. We want to be careful.
Very important. I'm glad I
but
glad
there's a lot of that. There's a lot of providers now who have started in telehealth who are yeah. now able to like branch out and do more in telemedicine. And we're finding it to actually be a big employee benefit push as well. So there are several companies that are telehealth or telemedicine or both.
Right.
And they actually work with some of the largest employers to where that becomes an employee benefit. And
that makes a lot of sense.
When you think about it, hey, you need your employees to be able to come into work and show sure. up or be able to take care of that. And so providing a benefit to them to allow them to access telehealth or telemedicine
Absolutely.
To make sure that they're available for their job,
right?
Instead of needing to take time off to go to the veterinarian.
Yeah.
It's a big win. And just seeing the number of companies that are adopting that as a benefit and the number of companies providing those services, the demand's pretty evident.
That's great. That's great to hear. So Greg, what is the future? Let's just say 5 years from now, what does veterinary care look like for the average pet parent? Or what tools will most of us be?
As I've seen so many.
And I'm asking you, look into a crystal ball.
I'm going to do my best because that's one of the things I love
to
do.
I won't hold you to it.
I love to look at the crystal ball. when I imagine what veterinary care can be and all of the great advancements that we're seeing, especially with some of these apps that are amazing. You're able to use your cell phone to take a picture. Instead of actually collecting the fecal matter and sending it in, you can take a picture with your phone.
Wow.
And it can actually run the diagnostics right there.
That's amazing.
We're seeing that happen in both with fecal samples, gait analysis, where you can actually see the animal walking and it will take the video and do an analysis in the back end and tell you what's the likelihood that this may have situation
hip
that needs to be treated,
hip
dysplasia,
like
or if it's got issues with a cruciate ligament. So those kind of things I think are only going to advance even more and more. We're seeing some of these companies are focusing on now eyes and ears to be able to use those tools as well,
right?
And as we see those evolve and more veterinarians partner with these companies to be able to bring those in. Some of the wearables now are amazing and they can detect, it's not just how much motion does a pet have. They'll detect, respiration rate and heart rate and temperature. And so now we're actually creating the tools to allow more access to care because now I can connect with veterinarians. And as more states, more state veterinary boards adopt the virtual VCPR, we're going to see more of those veterinary deserts disappear.
Right.
And I think overall it's going to be great for consumers. Yeah. I also see all the folks who are really focused on preventive medicine, not just with pharmaceuticals and flea, tick, heartworm preventives, all those are extremely important, but even focusing on the basics, like let's make sure the nutrition is right. And let's really focus on that.
Right.
Obesity is the number one challenge with pets in the United States. And
is it something like cats? 50% of cats are overweight or obese, and dogs are not far behind that statistic.
Right. And, just because you may think, Fluffy, he's a little chubby, but that's okay. Well, it's really not okay. And, we often think about weight. In terms of how much do they weigh, but really there's something called the body condition score. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure that we can use some of these digital tools to help evaluate a BCS as well.
Right, right.
And really understand, not always is a lab a lab. It's not the same. You may have a small lab.
Right, true.
So if that small lab is 85 pounds, that's going to be overweight.
That's a big small
lab. But if you've got a big male, it might have a great BCS score at 85 pounds.
True.
So the number game, I think, is a little bit dangerous in that area. But again, focusing on nutrition, making sure that we're not over-treating, making sure that we're providing everything they need to be healthy up front also helps us rely less on treatments on the back end.
So really, the industry is really kind of helping us have this holistic approach to having our pets be healthier and happier and living longer. And it sounds like the future is very bright for improving access to care with all these great tools available. I do have one last question, though. You mentioned at the beginning about the shortage of veterinarians.
Yeah.
And what do you, either what's being done or what's in your crystal ball as to how we're going to address the shortage of veterinarians going forward?
Well, one of the great things that's happening, we're seeing new veterinary schools open. I forget the number that's opening right now. Mark Cushing and the Animal Policy Group, they have done some amazing work to help get some of these new schools open. I also believe, that it's a controversial subject, but I'm going to go out on my limb and say, I think there is a real need for a mid-level veterinary professional.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Explain what that means.
So much like you can go see a nurse practitioner, you would be able to see a veterinary practitioner.
Right.
And especially for some of the things that you don't need to see a DVM to treat.
Right.
I mean, when you think about how many times you visited a veterinary hospital and you have, there are certified veterinary technicians, registered veterinary technicians, licensed veterinary technicians. And that word, I think, confuses a lot of people. And we've got so many different variables there.
Right.
But the ones who have gone to school and have studied and can perform the various tasks.
Sure. You like know, vaccinations, for example.
Right.
That's super.
You know, we need to be able to enable them more. Right. And I think that's going to make a big difference as far as helping us in the short term while we do see an increase in the number of veterinarians that are coming out of school.
Fantastic. Well, again, like I said, I think the future is bright, even though costs are up significantly. I can't, that's an astonishing increase, the 19%. But obviously, the industry is working very hard to eliminate those challenges for people.
And we're going to continue to work hard and create new products. Like I said, you know, we are the largest provider of pet health insurance. Mm-hmm. We will continue to do our best to innovate there.
In your best interest to make sure that accessibility is there.
Accessibility, we'll do our best to innovate and bring new products to market to help folks on the financial side.
Yeah.
We know that's an important piece too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the future of this industry is really bright.
Excellent. Well, I think that's a great way to wrap it.
All right.
We'll wrap with that. Greg Jekylls from Independence Pet Holdings, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Jeff is here. Woo! Yeah, he is. All right.
Woo-hoo! Oh, come on, fellas. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Our live studio audience.
You deserve the applause, Dr. Jeff.
So
thanks for thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Let me more formally introduce you. Dr. Jeff Werber, celebrity veterinarian, veterinarian tooth celebrities, and just all around amazing guy.
Well, thank you. I don't know who celebrities are, but no, it's you know, I always say it's hard to work in Hollywood, you know, Los Angeles, and not have some celebrity clients.
Of course,
you know, it's nice when they bond to you. I've had some for many, many years,
right?
And you know, it's fun.
As a matter of fact, some of them are texting you as we were waiting to record this podcast.
Probably, yes.
Who would have thunk celebrities being a little pushy? I don't know. It seems off to me.
But what's great is when I get a referral from a celebrity about another celebrity.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, that just happened. It's really cool.
We call that networking.
Yeah. But the fact that they think of me, that's great. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ultimate compliment.
Yeah.
So, Doc, one of the things that I think is so impressive about you is you still practice medicine.
Full time.
You work with your son's company, AirVets, which we're going to talk about in a second. And you're just so involved in what's going on in the pet industry and in the vet space. How do you do it all?
It's a great space, first of all. I love it. I'm one of those guys that wanted to be a vet ever since I was five, according to my parents. and so here it is. I'm in my 40th year, soon down my 40th year of practice. And it is like day one. I still love it. I cannot imagine not doing it. And it's that bond that I sort of formed with my clients and my patients. And to me, that's what makes it so worth it. It's great.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's why they love you so much.
It's my golf.
It's your golf.
People say, you play golf? I go to work every day.
I golf. I heal animals. Hospital. It's the same thing.
Same
I would imagine that golf is probably honestly more frustrating than practicing medicine. Although I've never been a doctor, so I don't think I could make a fair comparison. Though I do struggle on the golf course. So talk to us a bit about this company, AirVets, and what it seeks out to do.
So AirVet, I actually started its predecessor. It was called Live DVM. And the goal was, because I've been concierge my entire career, how do we bring that value to most veterinarians that aren't willing to give their cell phone out, want to actually have a life? I don't know what that means. and so what happens to those patients and clients when they're not around or not unavailable? So since I know the value of the benefit of being able to converse, to talk to one of my clients live real time on video. I said, you know, why don't we bring that to every vet who doesn't have the time or just doesn't choose not to want to do that? All right. So we started live DVM. My son was watching what we were doing. Marketing was a little difficult for us at first. And the first thing my son, who's a techie business guy, he said, Dad, nobody knows what a DVM is. I go, of course you do.
Of course they do.
I know it is because I'm a son of one, but right. Most people don't know. Case in point, one of my partners in live DVM has a huge, he's been in the pet business for years, huge, one of the better microchip companies. His name was Chance. And Chance was at dinner one night. We happened to be talking to him and Brandon heard a lot of noise in the background. Chance, where are you? He goes, I'm at dinner with some friends. Oh, are you with some friends? That's great. Give the phone to the guy on your right. So gives the phone to the guy, right? And Brandon says, hi, my name is Brandon. I'm a friend of Chance's. What's DVM? No idea. Pass the phone to
no
you.
No way.
Five people, not one new DVM.
One of them probably, Brandon, isn't that where I got my driver's license?
Right. Exactly. So thus, Brandon kind of took over the helm. He had an investor friend who said, Brandon, what are you doing now? My Brandon sold his interest in a company he was working with. He goes, I'm working with my dad. He's got some pet telemedicine company, but doesn't know what the heck he's doing. And the guy goes, pet telemedicine? And Brandon says, yeah. He goes, Brandon, if you were running that company, I would invest right now.
Wow.
And the guy wrote a check for $500,000.
No way.
And Brandon became CEO, and he is doing an amazing job. So I'm CVO, Chief Veterinary Officer. He's CEO, and we are now working. We have, oh God, several hundred thousand users. We have about 2,200 veterinarians across the country, and we are available 24/7. And what we started doing now, which has been the best thing ever, we are going to large companies because we figure 70% of the U.S. households own pets.
Right.
Well, that means 70% of the employee force probably has pets. So why don't we provide pet care to those 70% of employees?
Right.
So we've gone to large companies. We have Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Synchrony Financial, Samsung, Adobe, working on Nike, working on large companies
awesome.
Like that, and providing it as an employee benefit.
Wow.
And the employers love it. It's engaging. It's
sure.
forming that bond with their employees to stay because we're taking care of your pets too. And
tell us how it works from the pet parent side.
So you download the app.
Right.
It's on the App Store or Google Play. It's called AirVet.
Right.
You put down if it's one of your companies that you're working for, you put down your employee.
Okay.
Email, not your personal email.
Okay.
It automatically goes, we know who that employer is because they're on our email system.
Sure.
And you say you want to talk to a vet, you want to schedule an appointment. And if you want to talk to a vet now, mm-hmm. within 1 to 3 minutes.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
I'll say as a millennial who gets anxiety when I have to pick up the phone to order a pizza, right. This certainly would take a lot of that anxiety out of having to contact a vet or find a vet. Is that something that you find is like one of the attractive
absolutely,
parts?
Absolutely. Because first of all, I personally, as CVO, have taken over 4,000 virtual visits.
Wow. Whoa.
And I will tell you, of the 4,000, probably 200 needed emergency vet now.
Really?
Yeah. So that tells you the vast majority are not emergencies.
Right.
It's the peace of mind.
Sure. Yes.
It's the suggestions. I call it tele-advice, tele-education.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's not necessarily always telemedicine. Though now, in many states, California included, if I can establish the VCPR, that's the veterinary client patient relationship, we can establish it virtually, and then I can actually prescribe medication. It's great. It's going to be a game changer. That's the way it was in human medicine all these years.
Right.
And now in veterinary medicine, 11 or 12 states have already modified that VCPR where you can establish it virtually. And I think there are going to be more states to follow.
Excellent.
There's a relative shortage of veterinarians.
Yeah. And this addresses a hot topic here that we've been hearing a lot about at the show, and that's accessibility to veterinary care and cost of veterinary care.
Yep. All has gone up. And, mm-hmm. you know, what we can try to do in AirVet is try to limit it. We're trying to bring practical medicine into the arena and not just academic medicine.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've been a practical doctor my entire career, right. and I know the value. I know the value of building bonds mm-hmm. with my clients. And that's what AirVet, I mean, we want the users to trust AirVet as their alternative source right. when their doctor's not available.
Right.
Of course, if you need to be seen, go to your doc.
Of course.
But sometimes you don't know.
Right.
Or you don't know, is it at a rush? Do I have to do it today? Or can I make an appointment for a week from now? Because I got a busy week this week.
Mm-hmm.
AirVet. Be the solution.
So you said you've done 4,000 virtual visits yourself. How many other veterinarians are part of AirVet?
We have about 2,200 that are signed on at active at any time, about 600 vets.
Okay.
So we can definitely handle.
And these are all, generally speaking, vets who have a practice somewhere and they're just looking
right.
to.
Or a lot of relief vets like to do this because when they're not relieving,
right.
this gives them an opportunity to make some money.
Right.
Right.
And look, I enjoy the conversations I have with clients. And in fact, that's probably my biggest problem at work is why I'm always so overworked is because I'm spending too much. I mean, I know what I need to do in the first 5 minutes.
But, yeah.
but right, I want right. to see how Billy's doing his baseball and I want to see how's her husband. We sit and schmooze.
Your staff is probably always dragging you out of the room into the
next
room.
They actually have one of those comical large hooking canes to get right. him away from.
Right. The door knocks all the time. Doctor will be at room 3, 4, 5, 6.
So what else are you seeing at the show that's exciting for you in terms of this whole, you know, veterinary innovation?
For me, it's energy.
Yeah.
I love to see that. It's interesting how there are certain trends. People wouldn't be amazed at how many food companies are here.
Sure, yeah.
And one of the questions I always get is, Doc, what's the best food?
Mm.
Well, me telling you what's the best food for your dog is like me telling you what's your kid's best ice cream. I mean, God, right. there's so many out there.
Right.
There is no, I always start, there is no best. There mm-hmm. are a lot of good ones, and it all depends specifically on what is right for your dog. First of all, most importantly, does he eat it? True. If he doesn't like it,
it doesn't really matter. Yeah.
I mean, you can buy that Rolls Royce without an engine and seats. Not so good. So you got to go with what they like. Does it leave their coat nice and shiny? Okay. Do they have nice, normal stools?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have lots of energy? Well, right. if you're checking all those, then what are you changing for?
Right.
What are you asking me for?
Right.
You got the perfect food for your dog. Now, are there some recommendations made by a veterinarian if there's a problem? Of course. And that's when you work with your veterinarian. But don't be fooled by the grain freeze. Okay. Veterinarians, nutritionists all over, grain is not terrible for your dog. In fact, sometimes it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So don't buy it. Raw. That's a sore spot for me. In nature, their ancestors used to eat raw. Yeah, but that was a different gut flora. That's sure. not the same as a domesticated dog anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So there are dogs that get listeria and campylobacter and E. coli and salmonella because you fed them raw meat. Mm-hmm. That's like going to a regular store, buying a hunk of fish and eating it raw. No, you got to buy sushi grade. There's a difference.
Right.
They test the fish for bacteria. I mean, it's not the same. So when it comes to raw, look for process like freeze dry,
right,
or HPP, which is high pressure pasteurization, or they call it high pressure processing,
mm-hmm.
flash freeze. There are other ways to take raw, not cook it, not destroy the nutritional value,
right,
the vitamins and minerals, but to make sure we're not getting all those bad bacteria,
yeah,
right.
ingested by your pet,
right.
So I those are the trends I like to see. What's interesting, I'm seeing less of this year
what?
That I've seen years past is the CBD craze.
Yes, I noticed that too.
And I mean, boy, every other booth
was CBD year, for the
year
last
before
year.
Was CBD. So now,
do you have any idea what?
No, I think veterinarians now are accepting it.
Yep,
it's readily available, mm-hmm. and I think people are just, you know, give it a try.
Right,
it's safe.
And one of the things, you know, I've done this is my 9th Global Pet Expo. So one of the things we always say is not every business is going to be successful. That's just the reality of the situation.
Right.
And when a trend emerges like CBD, just because we're starting to see less CBD companies doesn't mean that CBD is more or less viable.
Right.
It simply
right.
means a lot of people jumped onto that trend, and now the winners remain.
Right.
The people
right.
who really
right.
figured
best
it
companies.
Out, the ones with the best product, the ones with the best marketing, the right. ones with the best leaders.
Correct.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that CBD is more or less viable. It's just we've right. only got the winners now.
Right. And what I also love is this dog TV.
Yes.
When you think about it, and now going to a trend where you're going to be having programming for the consumer, mm-hmm. because the pet parent, what makes a good pet parent is an educated pet parent.
Yeah.
So if we can educate those pet parents, then we have better pets.
Absolutely.
Healthier pets.
And the pet parent has to turn the TV on anyway.
Right.
So might as well sit down and watch it.
And there are a lot of programming they could see already. I mean, you have other networks that are all about animals. Why not dog TV?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Anyway, just throwing that in there.
Fantastic. Thanks for the plug. We appreciate it. So what else are you doing these days besides? You've got your practice and your air vets, and you probably don't have a lot of extra time.
I do not have, but they say, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. I do. I just got back from, I go to a lot of the trade shows. One of my favorite is the Colorado Vet Med Association.
Oh, yeah.
Has called SKICE, S-K-I-C-E.
Ooh.
So I'm a snowboarder. And so it was in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. It was fantastic. The segment, where the whole lectures that were on, they pick subject typically was ophthalmology. And I do a lot of ophthalmic work and ophthalmic surgery. So I was thrilled to be at this conference. I still learned a lot.
Yeah.
This girl, Brittany.
It's very eye-opening.
Very eye-opening. That's very good. So it was great. So I go to VMX and Western and here. And what else do I do? I get enough free time. I do. I do.
You sound like you're trying to convince yourself.
I do. I am. I play basketball Tuesday night. I won't miss that. I live for it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm good. I don't play golf. And that takes a lot of time.
It does.
It takes a lot of time. Don't tell my boss how often I play golf.
That would be wasted time. Because you can't be very good at it.
Right, yeah. Right.
And I'm in a good balance. Work-life balance, whatever that means, whatever it is for me, I hit it.
There we go.
So if you are listening and you're an employer, they can reach out to AirVets to talk about getting that program into their company the employees.
For the employees. I will tell you that what the employers like about it is we're very reasonably priced.
Okay.
The key really is that they've noted less time off of work because of pet issues.
Wow.
Sure. Right.
And the employees note that, oh my God, my boss loves me and my pet. They're taking care of us.
Yes.
So what it does, it's a win-win.
There we go.
And we had, as I said, I think my son told me, Adobe, in the first quarter, they had more calls, virtual visits requested by their employees than they expected in a year.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
In the first quarter.
Wow.
For the whole year. Oh, that's pretty cool.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. You err on the side of caution when it comes to health, right? So if I, I don't know anything about animal health. If my cat starts acting up, my first instinct is going to be, I got to take a sick day. I got to bring the cat in.
Right.
So wouldn't it be great to just be able to send a text and them to say, no, your cat just has gas.
Right.
Well, it's
live video calls.
Right.
Now, we do text with our technicians.
Sure.
So the veterinary nurses, veterinary techs, they can do texting. When you speak to a vet, it's going to be live.
Face-to-face.
Mm-hmm. Face-to-face chat. Yeah. Because if a picture's worth 1,000 words, a live video is worth 100,000.
That's
words.
True.
Sure.
Good point.
I can see so much just by looking at how that pet is running around, interacting with their owner.
Body language.
Whatever it is. Exactly. The body language. Whatever it is, I can tell you it's not an emergency. This dog's not going to drop dead.
Right.
In the next, two days.
And
not the way it's acting
now. Peace of mind is so valuable. Yeah.
Right. And the pet parents love the engagement also. Yeah. And once a case is open, it's open for 72 hours. So even if we don't resolve the case today at this virtual visit, they have 3 days to just put a request back in. It goes to the same doctor. And I said, oh, doc, I tried what you were saying and he's a little better, but not much better. We can talk a little bit. And then the doctor, after the consult, does their SOAP. Subjective, objective assessment plan. Okay. And that goes part of the medical record. And if they have a veterinarian, we can send that on to their veterinarian. And every single virtual visit is recorded.
Mm.
So when someone said, no, but that the doctor didn't tell me that. And we go back and look at the video.
Play the tape. Yes.
Roll tape.
Yep.
Roll. You know roll what? It's like the modern day house call.
Yeah. It is modern day house call.
I love it.
Yeah,
love
what a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
So we're loving it.
Well, best of luck to you and your son with AirVets.
Thank you.
And it's great to see you again. And Likewise. Thanks for sitting down and chatting with us today.
That's great. Thanks for coming in.
Enjoyed it very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
The product of the week.
All right, Chris, you go first with your product.
Okay, great. Well, I have a really fun one here today. This was sent to me by a coworker. The company name is called Swell Gelato. And as a proud Italian man myself, I never turned down the chance for gelato. And honestly, I think our animals should be treated to some of the similar fine things in life. There's this really interesting trend happening in pet products right now where we're starting to treat our pets more and more like people. So I've seen, wine for cats and beer for dogs. But this is the first time I've seen gelato for dogs, and it acts as either a standalone cup or it comes in a tube as a topper. Comes in all sorts of different flavors. Obviously, is sugar-free. Sugar is very bad for your animals. Don't be giving your animals sugar. Obviously, sugar-free. Obviously, tested and made for animals. And I've tasted a bit of it myself. While I won't say it's the best, Well, I won't say it's the best. Definitely edible as a human. Definitely edible for people, too. So if you see it on your shelves, you feel like your dog's been a particularly good boy this week. Maybe they just had a difficult visit to the vet. Maybe treat them to some swell gelato. Yeah. So the flavors range. The two that I've noticed, they do some fruity stuff, and then they also do the savory. But it'd be really interesting. I don't know about you, like maybe like a tuna fish gelato. So, as I sound to you guys out there, I don't know, but maybe Fido will appreciate it. So give it a whirl. Proud APA members, they're here at Global Pet Expo. So if you're listening to this and you're about to go into day three of the show, maybe go check out their booth.
Pets Add Life.
I've got a cat product I want to tell you about. It's from World's Best Cat Litter, and it's called Poop Fighter. Now, you have a cat, so this may interest you.
I feel like I'm the poop fighter.
you actually are the poop fighter, but this is litter that's actually going to make your job scooping the poop even better, even easier. Now, from what I understand, now World's Best Cat Litter is all natural cat litter made from corn that is highly compressed, so it's super absorbent. But what's unique about this new poop fighter is that it uses botanical blockers that kind of weigh down the stink. So it doesn't waft up.
Okay.
So I'm butchering how this actually works, but from what I understand, it just keeps it so you don't really smell it. You might smell it a little bit as you go to scoop it.
Yeah.
But you're not going to like all of a sudden know that your cat just relieved himself in the box. So
that sounds like a deal to me.
Pretty good technology. And actually myself and Dr. Courtney Campbell are going to be doing a Facebook Live with Facebook.
Well, with Facebook.
We usually and with World's Best Cat Litter live on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, talking about all things cat poop.
All things. I think there's some parts of cat poop I don't want to talk about, but I'll still tune in.
Okay, I'll still tune in. Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah. So
I think that's the end of the segment. I think that's the end of the segment.
Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow.